This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Bob Hazelwood from Barrington joins us. He's also a Kansas Soybean Commissioner. And Bob, you recently returned from a trip to Japan that was led by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. What was the purpose of the trip?
Well, the main purpose of the trip was to help promote U.S. pork and beef into the Japan market.
And it's important that the soybean industry maintain a strong partnership with the U.S. beef and pork industry.
The Kansas Soybean Commission partners with U.S. Meat Export Federation on some projects to help promote U.S. pork in Japan. As we all know, U.S. pork consumes a lot of soybeans in their feed rations, and that is just one way that we can get more use of our soybeans.
And this is on top of what potentially is coming down the line of a bilateral trade agreement between the United States and Japan.
Yes, which we hope is going to be good news where the tariffs Japan has on U.S. pork and beef. They're hoping to get them to equal playing percentages compared to the other countries that they import meat from.
Bob, has the U.S. maintained a good relationship with Japan with regards to the importing of U.S. soybeans into their country?
Yes, we're still we're their primary supplier for soybeans. Japan is a more mature market and has been a long-term customer. They don't have the facilities or the capacity to produce as much meat as their population is consuming, so that's why we work with the U.S. MEF.
To find those customers and to find those areas in Japan that are in need of that, not only for what you provide for U.S. pork and beef, but what could go into Japan, too.
Yes, all the pork that's in the grocery store or retail level, you know, it's labeled whether it is U.S. pork or probably labeled that it's U.S. pork alongside with the locally raised pork. And then also the U.S. beef is probably labeled as such. The U.S. beef kind of sits into a market that is above the Australian grass-fed and below the Japan-raised Wagyu beef. So there's a real good place for it to fit in there.
You had talked about it being a robust market, but with the potential down the road of that bilateral trade agreement, it's got to excite the industry, beef side, pork side, soybean side, and other sides too.
Yes, I think there's a growing demand for U.S. pork and beef. The consumer there likes the product, and if we could get the tariffs agreement straightened out, I think that this will put U.S. pork and beef at a more competitive level to everything else in the marketplace.
Bob, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
That's Bob Hazelwood from Barrington, who is a Kansas Soybean Commissioner, and he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.